From news across the world to events in your community. Hear about it all on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us here on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Center, fabulous producer. We always appreciate his help and hard work. He's the one that's going to put this interview on the WKOK podcast page as soon as we're complete here. So we appreciate his help and work in that area. In the studio now, we're going to talk to some guests who are going to talk to us about a convocation and a teach-in and some other events that are happening on the Susquehanna University campus, most of which, if not all of it, are open to the public. So if you see something here that you think you may wish to attend, feel free to go to susqu.edu and check out some of these activities. Amy Davis is here. She's the new, how about that, you're the new one, the Susquehanna University Student Diversity and Inclusion Program Coordinator. So welcome aboard.
Thanks so much for having us
Thank
here.
You so much. And a quick thumbnail of what that important job is on campus, please.
Yes, I run programming for students related to diversity and inclusion, mentoring programs and discussions, and this MLK convocation is a big part of it as well.
Good, okay. Well, I know you put a lot of work into it, so we're going to give you a time to talk about some of these activities. Brand new in that job, just started this year, resourceful people could rack their memories and say, didn't I see her on the Bucknell campus? It's one place you were in the past, so.
Absolutely.
Well, welcome to SU. I know it's really fertile ground and a lot of people saying yes to you on campus. So
Thank you.
That is great to have you on board. And we have Crystal Gibson here. If you've been on the sidelines at Lebanon Valley basketball games, what, about 10 years ago?
15.
Okay. Well, tick-tock. Time's marching on. Now, did you ever play Susquehanna University when you were...
We did. We were in the same conference. All 4 years.
Okay. And
We were successful in those endeavors.
Oh, good. Okay. And that's all. We won't dwell on that. Well, she's at Susquehanna University now, and she's the Associate Director of Athletics most of the time. But in the absence of the full-time Athletic Director, Crystal is the Interim Athletics Director as well. So you're overseeing all of the athletic programs right now?
Yes, I am.
Holy smokes. And there's, what, 800 students involved in athletics? How many involved?
We have just under 600 student athletes on campus.
Wow, okay, and you're overseeing that in a wide range of different programs and rule compliance, which that alone takes a whole staff just to triple check that everything you're doing is in full lockstep with what the NCAA and the other folks want you to do. So, all right, well, welcome on board. We do appreciate you coming on board. The MLK observances, Martin Luther King observances, are coming up. Maybe just real quickly scan the schedule so folks know where we're headed here, if you don't mind, Amy. We start with a convocation next week?
Yes, we're really excited to invite the entire community to come to our MLK convocation on Tuesday evening at 7 p.m. in Dagenstein Theater. We have a guest speaker, Brian Terrell Clark. He has played George Washington in Hamilton on Broadway. He's been in some film and TV that folks might know. And we just have a really great lineup. We have the Seals Grove High School choir coming and a gospel choir from campus. So it's going to be a great evening, and we'd love to see folks out there from Seals Grove and beyond.
Okay, so that's Tuesday evening next week, and then Wednesday during the day, starting at 10 a.m., a list of things. Just scan down that list, if you don't mind, please.
Yes, we have a teach-in, so it kind of puts a hold on classes, and professors and other staff members are putting on sessions. We have a panel of faculty of women of color in the sciences. We have some activism. We have a great session by Derek Martin, our sustainability guy on campus. He's doing environmental racism. And Peggy Peeler in biology is doing assisted reproduction, the new eugenics, which is going to be really interesting. She's going to do that one twice.
All right, what is that talk, if you happen
Absolutely.
To know?
Absolutely. So it's looking back at the eugenics movements of the early and mid-20th century that were trying to create a better human race by basically not allowing inferior types of people to reproduce. So the claim is that modern assisted reproductive technologies could be considered the new eugenics.
And do you know this answer? Are we done with eugenics yet?
If I did, I would be on the faculty of the biology department at SU, yes.
Okay, all right. So, yeah, honest, we're still obsessed with it, honestly. So
we really are.
I think that should be an interesting conversation. And there's a wide range of activities all day. I invite folks to go to suscu.edu, look at that full schedule, and then after that, exhibits, functions, readings, lectures, photography, a hunger banquet. These are all things that are kind of tied to this, and they're taking place either on Wednesday, the day of the teach-in, when you can sort of go from one speaker to another that whole day. Some of these other ones are scattered afterward, so too broad to mention. Diversity, why is it still brought up and talked about? You know, there's going to be... some of my perfectly white friends are going to say, well, haven't we pretty much done enough? I mean, honest, why is this still, we still have a long, long way to go?
Absolutely. We are still seeing, in fact, some folks would say that our neighborhoods are more segregated than they've ever been. We're still seeing underrepresentation in institutions of learning, increased representation of people of color in our prison systems. I don't want to deny that we've made great strides, but we still have things like voter ID laws come up that disproportionately affect people of color and communities of color, environmental racism, like one of these sessions. So I'm thinking about where grocery stores are put, what communities have them, what communities are relying on their gas stations for milk and really no produce. There's a lot that we still have to contend with in this country and beyond. So it's just as important today as it was when MLK was doing the march on the D.C. lawn.
All right, and I mentioned that Amy gets a lot of yeses when she talks about this. You find this too, Crystal, that the university is committed to this?
Yes, the university is really committed to increasing and pushing the needle in diversity efforts. We have the MLK convocation, which we've been putting on for a couple years now. We've increased the number of diversity efforts on campus. Amy is new to her position is new to the university, much needed, but a position that in which the university knew that we need to move there. We just hired a diversity and inclusion officer who's going to work to continue to bring in faculty and staff of color, increasing the interests of students into SU. So every day you can see that the university is making great strides in that area. Knowing that we still have a long way to go.
What if you don't do this? What if we don't push? What if we don't worry? What if we don't try?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think this goes right back to what we're talking about here with MLK. His work was done in the 50s and 60s. However, a lot of the same principles that he talked about in those times are things that we're still working towards today. If we don't talk, if we don't continue to recognize our history and recognize the strides that we've made, we're going to become stagnant and where we are right now. So I think it's important that we continue to have these conversations. It's important that we continue to bring the community in, a community that might not be representative of the entire nation, but you know, we have a campus community that's working to diversify itself. I think the university is looking to increase its awareness within the local community. And those strides will continue to push education. And the more education that we can have in these matters, the more we're going to be working in the limelight of MLK. His idea was to be able to bring people together, and that's what we want to continue to do.
Mm-hmm. Talk, push, get together, think, listen. Mm-hmm. This is what we need to keep doing more and more and more of?
Absolutely. Diane Nash came to Bucknell a few years ago, and she was one of MLK's inner circle, and talked a lot about their movement and the, she called it agapic energy, the love for humanity that was behind it. And I think that's behind what SU is doing in the community and on campus. We know that student retention and engagement improves as the faculty body and the staff is diversified. And we know that we're not quite there yet, but we definitely, as Crystal mentioned, are making strides forward.
Will we ever be there?
I hope so.
In the U.S.?
I really hope so, yeah.
And I think that's relative, too. You know, where is there? I think we need to continue to just keep moving forward.
Yeah.
You know, there's no reason to ever stop. You know, maybe we get to a point where we've wanted to be, But why not continue those efforts?
Well, we know Pew Research does polls, and if you ask whites, they say we may not be there, but we've pushed satisfactorily, and the rest will happen. But if you ask blacks, they say we're not there. We're not having pushed enough. We still have more to go. And as you mentioned, our population's in prisons, and what, our medical care, our education, mm-hmm. our neighborhoods, mm-hmm. everything. We still have a while to go.
Absolutely.
And the universities have always said, okay, this is where it will begin. Mm-hmm. And this is true for Susquehanna University. Mm-hmm. And when you were at Bucknell, too, you just find the universities say, you know, we're able to have a captive audience with the students, and we're going to make this happen.
Yeah, and universities really always lead change. Most movements that have happened in the United States have really come from universities and university-aged populations. So I think a lot of momentum can be garnered in those spaces. I think it's a space that's literally always creating and expounding upon new ideas. So it's like a perfect breeding ground for making change. So I think SU will continue to be committed to that.
Have you ever been an activist, somebody who's kind of out there?
Absolutely, I have.
What have you done?
So when the Black Lives Matter movement was really getting up and started, actually my children and I did quite a few protests and walks, and that was really important to us.
And do you think today's student, what the heck is today's student? Do you see activists there that need to be nurtured or sort of flip the switch?
Oh my goodness, yes. We have incredible activists on our campus. We have a surprisingly strong, small but mighty Native American population, and they are constantly, in addition to their schoolwork, making efforts to raising awareness about current Native struggles in the U.S. and beyond. We're just really fortunate. We have a number of our students who are transgender, who are working to bring awareness to trans concerns. And our diversity groups, our Black Student Union, our Association of Latin American Students, our Asian Cultural Association, they are constantly raising our awareness to both concerns as well as celebrations, because we also need to celebrate. So as a campus, I think we do a really good job of celebrating and then mourning when we need to. This November, we had Transgender Day of Remembrance. It was a really sad day, but it was necessary.
And activism. When you were coaching basketball, did you ever have to say to students, curb your enthusiasm, tone it down when it comes to activism, or fire it up or get going? Or what did you observe maybe would be a better?
I think it's always just important to continue the conversation around activism and protest. Understanding what could come of that, you know, what the outside noise might look like, but also being able to get your point across in a way that you really want it. I think sometimes that, especially when we're talking about the intersection of sports and life, you see protests, you see activism, mm-hmm. and it's important to be able to, one, know the cause that you're working towards, and two, be able to have people see your cause. A lot of times people can take that cause and run with it in whatever way they want to, but it's important to stay on note, stay on message. And we always had that conversation with our student athletes. We continue to have it. We never want to curb their enthusiasm at all when it comes to activism and protest, but we want to make sure that they're understanding of what that means and how their voice can be heard.
I love that message. Stay on note. Sometimes folks who are pushing back like to keep activists on their heels, you know, keep changing the question and that sort of thing. And mm-hmm. so just stay that note. Stay on the first and most important question. Mm-hmm. So invite folks, Crystal, if you would, please, to come to Susquehanna University next week and participate and see some of these activities.
Yeah, as I said earlier, Susquehanna University, the MLK committee, are really committed to involving the local community. We want you to come out. We want you to enjoy an evening with Brian Terrell Clark on Tuesday at 7 p.m. on January 21st. I think it's going to be enlightening. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be provoking of thought, you know, and you're going to see an intersection of faculty, staff, students, alumni that are all going to be working and trying to deliver a message the same way when we go into the teach-ins on Wednesday. We'll have faculty and staff delivering messages of that are coming from areas that may be different from what we usually talk in diversity when we talk about science and the environment. So, you know, these are going to be a little bit different than your normal, in quotes, diversity conversations.
Well, you might be a little uncomfortable sometimes.
And uncomfortable. Come out, you know, experience it, be a part of it. Our students are going to be there. Our faculty are going to be a part of it. Our staff, our entire campus community. And we really invite you to be involved in it. If you can only go to one session or if you can go to the whole day, you know, just make it a point. Susquehanna is really looking to be involved.
If you can, susquehanna.edu. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Amy, we do appreciate it. Amy Davis is Susquehanna University Student Diversity and Inclusion Coordinator. Crystal Gibson is an Associate Director of Athletics, and she's the Interim Athletic Director right at the moment. So if your resume is not submitted for that full-time job, boy, put it in there. You're a great spokesperson for the university. And thank you for coming in, Crystal and Amy.
Thank you.
Thank you.